In the Holy Quran, there is a verse saying, talking of a time, a future from that time, and it mentions, gives a prediction that وَإِذَا الرُّسُلُ أُقِّتَتْ, when the prophet would be raised, at time, at the appointed time. The commentators generally translate this verse differently and rather force its meaning. Taking it out of context, they say this will apply to the Yawm al-Qiyamah, the day of resurrection. But the word Uqqitat is not applicable there. Hushirat is the word, all right. They would be raised. But so would everybody else. Why the prophets would be raised only during the day of Qiyamah, that is the day of resurrection? And Uqqitat means will come exactly at appointed time. So there is no question of prophets coming during the day of resurrection at appointed time. According to Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, the true meaning of this verse was this, that a time was to come when the follower of Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasalam would come in the garb of all the prophets which were awaited at a certain time. Krishna was awaited at a certain time. They call it Kaljug. Kaljug, you know?
Yes.
So was Buddha, so was Confucius, so was Jesus Christ himself. And all the big nations of the world were awaiting someone to come. And the indicators were to the time of Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam. The description in all these books tell you with the description of Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam's time. So the Holy Quran also describes this time as it mentions in the verse Vaizal Ishar Uttilat, Vaizal Bhusho Shirat, Vaizal Bihar Ufujirat, Vaizal Maudud Usoilat, Vaizal Sofunu Shirat, and so on and so forth. So all these verses, although these verses are mentioned, not these verses in so many words, but these religious predictions are made differently at different ages. But all the fingers are pointing towards the time of Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, the age of Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam. So if all these predictions were right, then there are only two possibilities open. Either each prediction should be fulfilled literally, and all these prophets should come individually, representing different religions and calling the world towards them, and all of them should be from Allah, bearing different messages. If that had happened, there would be a free-for-all in religion. A melee would occur where there would be no peace whatsoever. Nobody would know who is from God and who is not, yet the indications would be fulfilled in the favor of everyone. Everyone would say, look here, my book says this. And so these symptoms of the age are from me. The other prophet would say, yes, okay, but they are from me. My book also says that. So that situation is inconceivable. It cannot happen from Allah. The other alternative is that one man should have come representing all these. And he was to be born as a slave to Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam as his representative. And this is how the various religions were to be united. This is how the pictorial message of Miraj was to be fulfilled, that Hazrat sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw all the prophets saying their prayers behind his imamat. He was leading the prayer to all the prophets. So the time appointed for these prophets is mentioned in that verse, وَإِذَا الرُّسُلُ أُقِّتَ. Who was that Rasul who was to represent all the various prophets to come at a certain appointed time? And he himself was to claim that in the form of every prophet, I am following Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That was Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, as we believe. But has God said it in so many words anyway? That was the question. Is that only an interpretation? Or Allah has said it? It is there where you have, where Allah has said it, the revelation which you have quoted. Jariullah fi hulalil anbiya. It is one person, one great fighter for the cause of Islam, Jariullah. Fi hulalil anbiya, his garbs are different of various prophets. So that also explained why, how different prophets were to come. Their garbs were to be worn by a single person, not different persons were to appear. This is the explanation of this revelation. Jariullah fi hulalil anbiya.